Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Lovely to be here.
Oh, absolute pleasure to get you on the program. Now, looking at this particular issue, you've gone and said that Australia has a world-leading civil marriage celebrant program. Now, not knowing a great deal about the celebrant kind of system itself, what exactly is it that makes Australia a world leader in this particular arena?
Sean, in 1973, at the same time that our well-known no-fault divorce laws, which also led to the creation of the family court, our Attorney General at the time under the Whitlam government, Lionel Murphy, was also under the radar creating a program that's had a significance for many Australians, who 75% of Australians who now get married under civil ceremonies. So he created the civil celebrancy program. Prior to that, prior to 1973, the only way, if you didn't want to have a religious marriage, the only way you get married was to go to a registry office, and it was usually a pretty dry, brief procedure. Get married and go have a party if you want to, or not have a party. So in 1973, the Attorney General decided that there should be a dignified alternative to a religious marriage, and he had a small group of civil celebrants and allowed them to officiate in marriages. And that was the first time in the world. So before we had Elvis weddings at Elvis's little chapel in Vegas, we had this civil celebrancy program in Australia, which allowed Australians to marry as they wanted to. And that's been a really big shift for us. And I think it's actually as big a shift as having no-fault divorce, because it means that now it's gone from about 11% of Australians in 1960 would get married with a civil celebrancy program as a civil marriage, to 75% of Australians today. And you can see Australians getting married on beaches and gardens. Nude weddings have occurred occasionally. That's how Australians like to get married today. So I think the civil celebrancy program is incredibly important. And incredibly important now that we're going to have marriage equality, to making sure that everyone is equal under our marriage laws.
Well, that is quite interesting to me. You mentioned that figure of 75% of Australians getting married with civil celebrants as opposed to religious ceremonies. I can say I've been to wedding ceremonies of both stripes, but that would seem to me to indicate a shift away in perceptions already about the role of religion in marriage for many Australians.
Absolutely. There's no doubt that not only are Australians becoming less religious, the census data keeps telling us that more Australians are choosing to get married in a civil non-religious ceremony, and also we're having fewer marriages. So nevertheless, I think this debate on marriage equality shows the importance of marriage and the importance of equality in marriage. And I think there is a need for religious freedom in marriages, and Australia has it's important to know, I think, the history of Australia's marriage system, is that we have a pluralistic marriage system. That's a big word, but what it basically means is you can get married in a religious ceremony or you can get married civilly, and both are equally regarded as marriage under law. And I think it's important for those who want to get married in a religious ceremony can do that, but those who choose not to, and that's most of Australians today, should be able to get married as they want to and not be discriminated against in the way that they're getting married.
So why would you see it mostly as quite problematic to extend it to civil celebrants? As you mentioned there, religious freedom is perhaps one issue that requires some debate around religious institutions, but actually extending it out to civil celebrants, giving them the right to discriminate against same-sex couples, as the Attorney General George Brandis has stated he would like to do, why do you think that would be problematic to the program as a whole?
Given that we have religious ceremonies and civil ceremonies, I think we need to keep religious ceremonies, we need to keep religion and religion out of secular life. And for those who choose not to have a religious ceremony, and of course there are lots of religious organisations, not just churches, but some synagogues who are prepared to marry same-sex couples. I think when we're in the civil sphere, celebrants who marry people as they wish to, whether they be gay or straight, you should be able to be married without being discriminated. You should be able to choose a celebrant. Your celebrant should be able to advertise who they do or don't provide services for. And that's what marriage equality is. Equality is equality. The reason why we have discrimination laws is that we want to prevent people being treated differently because of personal attributes that they have. So if you want to go and get married, if we're going to have marriage equality, we need to have marriage equality. That means that if you're going to have a civil ceremony, you have to rock up to a celebrant and they should be able to say yes and not, importantly, have a right to discriminate against you.
Mm. Well, Becky, thank you very much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good morning.